Many people feeling close to retirement ask themselves, do I have enough?
Am I missing something?
At Diversified Wealth Strategies, we provide clarity during our complimentary, no-pressure consultation. We're independent advisors using big firm tools with a boutique-style approach.
And no crickets. We stay in touch so you're never left wondering.
At Diversified Wealth Strategies, let us show you how to capture the upside, limit the downside, and feel good inside.
Visit dwstrategies.com.
Securities and investment services offered through Osaic Wealth, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Osaic Wealth is separately owned and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Osaic Wealth.
Now batting for the Brewers Radio Network, play-by-play announcer Lane Grindle.
I think I know where you're going, and it's pretty innovative.
Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Strikeout number 11 for Jacob Mizorowski. Stand and applaud. We are seeing something that few have ever seen before in Major League Baseball.
Brewers are on the West Coast. We're going to get to the Miz in a second. Lane is with us now. Lane, good afternoon. It's the family trip, the annual family trip. Are all four of your beautiful kids and your lovely bride with you?
I've got one of my children with me right now, and then two of his friends, and we are currently getting out of an Uber. I am rendezvousing with my wife and my daughters. Thank you, sir. And I'm getting them to meet up with my wife so I can go to work. So, yeah,
wow.
A little bit of a transition period, but we're good. We're good. It's how we do it on the family trip. Everybody chips in and everybody helps each other out. So
that's so nice. Is it something that the Brewers franchise pays for, or is it something that MLB does? That's so nice.
It's just something that, and I'm sorry if it gets a little windy. It's windy in San Francisco today. I know that's shocking. No, it's just something that the Brewers do for the traveling party once a year, where we get to bring the families on the road with us, and it's just it's a blast. It's a lot of fun, and the kids get a great experience out of it. They all get to, you know, hang out together too and make friendships. So it's just a lot of fun.
I know Julia wants to ask you about the Miz, but I got to bring up one other thing first. Lane Grindle's with us. Lane, you are prominently featured in the documentary Uke. Your role is powerful, and you brought me to tears a couple of times as you reflected on Bob Uecker. What does the documentary mean to you?
You know, I talked to Steve Farr shortly after we came out of the premiere, and I've seen it quite a few times. I saw a bunch of advanced screenings of it. I think I saw the first version of it back in spring training. And so I told Steve, for me, it means so much because I can be with Bob for 90 minutes again, kind of anytime I want. Yeah. You know, that there's so much familiarity in that documentary. There's some looks that he gives. There's some sounds that he makes, just like little tiny things that when you spent every day with him during the season, you recognize them and they're like comforts to you. And so for me, what a blessing to have somebody that meant so much to me and all of us in the broadcast booth, Jeff and Josh and Kent, and to have this kind of record of our final couple of years with them. It was obviously sad. I mean, there's so much that is sad about those last 2 years, but it's also joyous because what a blessing for us that we got to be with him for as long as we did. And we got to call him partner and friend was the most important thing we got to call him. So I'm grateful for those guys for doing a great job of capturing Uke and really painting a great picture of who he was and what the Brewers and the city meant to him. I think that's the thing that I come away from it with, and I think fans will too, is just how much he loved being a part of the Brewers organization and what he was willing to go through to be there at the ballpark almost every single day.
That's beautiful, Lane. What was it like to do the play-by-play call with the Miz just the other night? I mean, how historic each time he goes out.
It is. Julie, it's getting hard because you're running. I know, I think I said this last time I talked to you guys. You're running out of superlatives. Like, he's doing something historical every time he takes the ball. And it's funny. We'll talk about outings where he goes seven innings, gives up one earned run, but there was some traffic in the fourth inning, and we act like that was a down night. And it's not. Mm-hmm. It's an unbelievably dominant start. But his standard has been raised to such a degree that every time he takes the ball, you're thinking about, is this going to be the night he throws a complete game, perfect game, no hitter, whatever it might be, because he's capable of it every single time.
Trade deadline is coming up, Lane. Area most likely to be touched by the Brewers, do you think? Where do they look for help if they're looking for help?
I'll go really generic and just say pitching. I think they could go for a starter. They could go for a reliever. I think that is the most likely place where I see them upgrading the team. But I wouldn't rule anything out. I mean, this is a team that has a chance to go all the way, right? This is a team that has a chance to win the World Series, in my opinion, and the right pieces could get them over the top. So I think they'll be very open to what those might be, but they'll also be responsible because that's what the Brewers have been, and that's what got them to this place in the first place, was by not being irresponsible with prospect capital and doing a great job developing players in the minor leagues. So when they get to the big leagues, they're ready to play, like we've seen from Cooper Pratt, like we've seen from Luis Lara. So I do think that you will see them upgrade this roster, but I don't know exactly who it's going to be yet.
And Lane, it's really something to see Joey Ortiz pop even yesterday.
Yeah, he's just been a different player for the last month. It's been incredible. And I'm so happy for him because he's the right kind of guy. He's had to deal with the distraction of Cooper Pratt coming up. Is he going to be on shortstop? Is he still going to have a spot in the lineup every day? And he's handled all of that and turned into his best month since maybe the 2024 season here over the last month. And everything he's hitting right now is hard. I mean, the outs are hard contacts. It's really cool to see because his glove is so elite. If they can get this version of Joey Ortiz at third base moving forward, the Brewers are going to be in really good shape.
He's Brewers broadcaster Lane Grindle. Check out Uke, the documentary. See it this week because we don't know how long it's going to be around. You're going to see Lane in there. You're going to see Bob in there. Lane, have a great time with your family. We really appreciate you taking some time to chat with us.
Absolutely, guys. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.